close up and go to the next item. So thank you for the report. So now we're going on to 27 Coastal Rail Trail Segment 5, North Coast Rail Trail and Environmental Mitigation Cost Amendment to the Federal Lands Access Program Grant Agreements. Program Measure the Active Transportation Program Funds.
Hi, Commissioners. Bruce Bleaksley again of your staff. I'm here before you today to provide an update on the development of the North Coast Rail Trail project and new information about the cost of environmental mitigation for the project that wasn't previously anticipated. Many of you are familiar with the project, but I think it's helpful to provide a brief overview for those who may be new to this project. Next slide, please. Here's a map of the project area. This project we refer to as the North Coast Rail Trail. It's also considered segment 5 of the Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail Network. It extends 7.5 miles from the existing Wilder Ranch parking lot, shown kind of the lower right-hand part of that map, all the way to Davenport. It's about 7.5 miles for that project of the 32-mile coastal rail trail. It primarily runs through these property owned by state parks and Cotoni Coast Dairies as it extends from Wilder to Davenport. The project is being led by the Federal Highway Administration's Central Federal Lands Division and is primarily funded through the federal funds leveraged using local Measure D funds. Ryan Mattis, the Federal Highway Administration Project Manager for the North Coast Rail Trail Project, is also joining us virtually today and can be available for questions. Hoping he was promoted to panelist. Unlike other portions of the Coastal Rail Trail, the North Coast portion is eligible for these specific federal funds because it provides access to federal lands and monuments on the North Coast, including the Coastal National Monuments and Cotoni Coast Dairies National Monument. These federal funds are really the reason that this project has moved forward and is in the construction phase. The project improves an attractive alternative to driving to these destinations on the iconic North Coast, as well as provide a safe alternative to bicycling on the rural Highway 1, and is also one of the only ADA accessible coastal trails between here and Half Moon Bay. The project also includes formalizing and two parking lots and associated amenities. These locations are shown in the red boxes with the P. They are located at Davenport as well as Yellowbank Panther Beach. Like any regional project, this project has required significant planning and coordination and funding. Next slide, please. I just wanted to confirm, was Ryan able to be brought? Thank you so much for sending him. So the first step in preparing, the project obtained all the required approvals and a construction contract was awarded to JJ Albanese in May 2024. And RTC hosted a groundbreaking in June 2024. Construction is scheduled to be completed in May 2026. Slide. So the first step in preparing the site for construction was the vegetation removal and clearing and grading for the surface of the trail. In some places, the trail is constructed within the rail line corridor, which we consider kind of the rail cut in some places. And in other areas, the trail is being constructed on bluffs surrounding the rail corridor. The trail is primarily located on the coastal side of the rail line between Wilder Ranch and Davenport. There's a short connection to Wilder Ranch State Park parking lot that is on the inland side of the rail line. The trail makes some new, really key connections across riparian areas that extend throughout the project area and allow for new connections. Next slide. Within Wilder Ranch State Park, there's active farm operations adjacent to the property owned by the RTC. RTC has been working with the farmers to address farming encroachments into the rail line since the project was initiated. A significant part of this effort was to relocate irrigation lines that were located within the rail line right-of-way outside of RTC right-of-way and into State Park's property so they could be included in the farm operations footprint that are leased to the farmers by State Parks for farm operations. Next slide. There are several drainages and riparian areas, as I mentioned, along the North Coast. This creates areas where reinforced soil slopes are needed to create level grade for the trail. And in some locations, construct new farm roads adjacent to the trail to allow better access between farm plots. These reinforced soil slopes require significant effort and require filling in areas to create that flat surface for the trail. Next slide, please. And also a significant improvements that associated with the North Coast Rail Trail is addressing drainage within the rail right-of-way. Although the drainage improvements included in the project are specific to the trail, there are significant co-benefits of these drainage improvements to the rail corridor on the North Coast overall. These involves installing new culverts, extending existing culverts under the rail line, and clearing ditches. Next slide. Significant work has also been done to construct the southerly of the two parking lots at the Yellowbank Beach parking lot. If you've been out there, you've probably seen significant grading occurring in this area, and that a new restroom has been installed. We expect to open up the trail parking lot in advance of the trail itself being complete, but we're working through those details with our partner agencies right now. If you go out there, you'll see that people are very interested in using the restroom that's placed out there, even though it's not open yet. RTC is going to work with the County of Santa Cruz to initiate some of that maintenance work on the parking lot prior to the trail construction being complete. Next slide. So looking forward, we'll continue on the trail construction primarily near Davenport, starting later this spring, and then finally after that move into the Wilder area with trail paving and amenities occurring near the end of the construction period, again spring 2026. Next slide. So moving into the environmental impacts and mitigation, through the environmental review and environmental permitting process, it was identified that the project had environmental impacts and required mitigation in order to obtain the required environmental permits. The extent of the environmental permits specifically for this project is largely correlated to the amount of California red-legged frog habitat along the North Coast project and the environmentally sensitive habitat areas as defined by the California Coastal Commission. Here are some of the sensitive habitats and mitigation activities that are required for the project listed on this slide. Next slide, please. There's a lot of activity associated with the environmental mitigation on the local seed collection, site preparation and planting, in some cases irrigation, caging and fencing, and then there are 5 years of monitoring to meet the required, to make sure that the plantings meet the required that they meet the requirements of the permitting agencies to be established. One of the most costly aspects of this environmental mitigation needs is the local seed collection that's needed. It's very labor intensive, as well as the plantings. Next slide, please. To give you an idea, the final mitigation and monitoring report and associated work plan identified tens of thousands of plants and that need to be propagated and then planted in the project area. In some respects, the extent of mitigation is a result of the deferred maintenance that occurred in the rail corridor since it was purchased in 2012. Next slide.
Very specific.
Mitigation can, when environmental mitigation can include both restoration or enhancement activities, depending on what's proposed in the environmental permits. RTC has been working with our project partners through this original mitigation planning efforts, separate planning effort, to identify mitigation opportunities that provide the most benefit for environmental resources. The North Coast Rail Trail environmental mitigation is an example of this. Almost all of the environmental mitigation will be restoring sensitive habitats on the North Coast within public lands owned by state parks and the Bureau of Land Management. They'll have multiple benefits to habitats. The reason that this item is before you today is that the project budget approved by the RTC in 2023 is not sufficient to cover the cost of environmental mitigation. Therefore, RTC staff is requesting additional funding for the North Coast Rail Trail environmental mitigation efforts. It is RTC staff's understanding that the extent of the environmental mitigation for this project is far beyond what the federal team is used to seeing, primarily due to the extent of mitigation required under the California Coastal Commission permit. Notably, this is one of the only projects within the jurisdiction of the federal team that is located within the California Commission permitting areas. The current cost estimate for the total mitigation effort for the North Coast Rail Trail is $18.7 million. With RTC's portion estimated to be $4.4 million, which would then leverage the balance of $14.3 million from the FLAP funding. These proportions are based on the existing agreements that RTC has with FLAP, and where it states that RTC is responsible for 23.4% of construction costs for the project. In order to address these additional costs and the environmental mitigation requirements, RTC staff, in coordination with the federal team, is proposing a phased approach to mitigation in order to give us more time to seek cost reduction strategies for some of the mitigation that does not have strict timelines. So therefore, today, RTC staff is requesting a $1.475 million in additional Measure D funds for environmental mitigation, which would leverage the approximately $4.8 in federal funds to complete phase one. Staff would need to return to RTC for additional funding requests in the future for additional phase two activities. We plan to do this as part of our five-year plan update with revised phase two environmental permitting cost estimates and a funding plan. So your action today would be to authorize the staff, the executive director, to amend the North Coast Environmental Mitigation Costs Memorandum of Agreement with Federal Lands Access Program to add environmental mitigation to the scope, to program additional Measure D active transportation category funds for the phase one environmental mitigation, and as well as amend the fiscal year 24-25 RTC and Measure D budgets accordingly. The other aspect of the staff report is a recommendation to amend the FLAP and Regional Transportation Commission agreement for phase three of the North Coast Rail Trail project. Phase three of the North Coast Rail Trail involved construction of a new bicycle and pedestrian overpass over Highway 1 at Yellow Bank and Panther Beach. This again is a partnership between the Regional Transportation Commission and the Federal Lands Access Program and Bureau of Land Management. RTC was awarded grant funding for this project in 2022. The new overpass will connect the rail trail and federally designated facilities on the coastal side of Highway 1. This project is now at 30% design and entering the environmental phase. And there's no additional funding requested for this portion of the project. We are requesting that the executive director be authorized to amend the agreement we have with FLAP to add the California Environmental Quality Act work to that agreement to achieve efficiencies with their work with the NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act work. And that would be instead of RTC having to conduct a separate procurement for that CEQA work. RTC became aware of additional costs for mitigation that exceeded the project budget after the project solicitation was out. When bids were received for the construction project themselves, they were below cost estimates. RTC was supportive of awarding the construction contract, with the thought that the Measure D program contingency would cover a portion of the additional environmental mitigation, and that RTC would work with the federal team to reduce mitigation costs. Since then, the federal team obtained a more detailed cost estimate, which significantly increased the total cost estimate for mitigation, and has led us to come to this proposed phase approach this before you today. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Commissioner. Questions?